aware of politicians approaching microphones with paper in hand. But given the topic of the sermon soon to be presented, appropriate. I was privileged to present testimony on Thursday before the New Hampshire House Judiciary Committee, which is considering three bills which would change the freedom to marry in this state. And I had a speech, a wonderful, wonderful speech, all worked out, and was given some testimony by members of this church to deliver it. They couldn't be there, so I took it and read it. Each one of the offerings was far better than anything I had prepared, and I chose one of them and read it. And I'd like to read it now. It's very brief. It's a written testimony of, I don't see Fred Shirley here. This is what he wrote, February 18, 2011. I became a born-again Christian in college and am personally familiar with the amazingly positive things faith can bring to my life. But I'm also familiar with unfortunate negative things that can get mixed in there out of ignorance, too. My positive side wants to share the following about the negative. Back in the 19th century, we Christians quoted the Bible to justify slavery, and it took a devastating civil war to end this injustice in our country. In the 20th century, we quoted the Bible to justify man's dominance over woman, and this was slowly resolved, but peacefully. Now in the 21st century, we quote the Bible to justify one narrow definition of marriage. Hopefully, the positive side of Christianity, loving your neighbor as yourself, will win more quickly this time. Last year I attended the wedding of two women I know and watched as they took their vows with their kids at their side. There was love and caring being shared by two people who for many years have been faithful to each other, parenting their kids, active in their community. All the same positive things I've seen in traditional marriages. In our society today, there is so much sadness from the high percentage of traditional marriages that break up, causing parents and kids alike to suffer. What are we thinking when we wish to deny equal opportunity to loving adults who seek an alternative lifestyle, an alternative family style? All I can add to that is, what are we thinking? What are we thinking? Let's take a moment to meditate, pray, reflect. Mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.